The following is a special KPTZ Community Radio News report on an impromptu vigil attended by about 500 people at the Howler Fountain Plaza in Port Townsend Tuesday evening as a response to the tragic events at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida in the early morning of Sunday, June 12th. I'm Steve Evans, and here's my co-host, Marcia Pearlstein, at the Howler Fountain as the crowd of mourners starts to gather.
You're listening to KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend, and this is Marcia Pearlstein and Steve Evans bringing to you a special vigil that is occurring in relation to and in homage to and in condolence with and in solidarity and mourning with the Orlando community and its GLBT community in particular, and an homage to all marginalized and mistreated people in our culture. And we first thought of this as a GLBT Port Townsend and Allies event, but as I stand here and look around at everybody, there's no separation. We are one, straight and gay. The Port Townsend community is a caring one, and we are going to be talking to all the different ways that people have been impacted as human beings by this dastardly event. I also want to comment that this is a year from when we celebrated, almost to the day, same-sex marriage, and today it's like a bookend and we're on the other side. We are flipping it and we are having to deal with it. We're going to now walk around and speak with a few people. And first one is...
I'm David Langham. I am a visitor to Port Townsend. I'm 17 years old. And I came here... I heard about this from my dad. And I came here to show my support for, I don't see it as just a support of gays or lesbians. I see it as a support of human beings who've lost their lives at a young age, and way too young an age.
You're a wise young man. Thank you for your comments, David.
Thank you.
My name's Lisa Wentworth, and I just read about this on Bear Boards, I think today, and... It's such a tragedy. And like, my pastor is here, and I think a lot of people of faith are here, because immediately what I saw on Facebook is people bashing all Christians, all Muslims. People of faith believe in love, and love is universal. And there is no excuse for this, and we've got to get better gun control.
Anna Quinn from Imprint Books, one of our local treasures, please comment on your thoughts this day. You said it so eloquently today on Facebook.
Oh.
And there are listeners that haven't heard you.
Well, my heart just goes out to anyone today that has to deal, all of us are dealing with the violence and the fear that surrounds all of this, and it's heartbreaking. I feel horrible, and I'm so sorry to anybody that has to deal with this. And I just want everyone to know that we will stand by our LGBT friends. We talked today about we'll circle the wagons in Port Townsend because we are there for all of you, and always, 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 and forever.
Just to describe for the audience, we're at Howler Fountain here, and the fountain's basin is lined with rainbow flags, and people are putting candles and flowers all around the fountain. People are all talking and hugging and I think exchanging their feelings right now about this. Well, who else would you like to talk to?
We have here Diane Diamond, a local activist, politico, all-around mensch. Can you please comment on what you're feeling now being here?
Well, I'm very proud of the Port Townsend community because it just shows that people are appalled by what's happened. People are so sad. It is not about this group of people versus that group of people. It's human beings that have been killed senselessly, and we're here to support the feelings of the LGBTQ community. And I don't know what else it's going to take for us to ban these AK-15 rifles. How many more people have to die? And that's what I'm feeling today.
Thanks, Diane. We're going to work our way back to that police officer. Good idea, Steve?
Good idea.
Excuse me, I'm interrupting.
Hi.
We're KPTZ, and we're wandering around and seeking comments from people that are here and what you're feeling at this time. Could you identify yourself and give us a few words?
I'm Troy Serber with the police department, and I just wanted to show up and show my support. It's a tragic event.
And the police were pretty amazing in Orlando under some horrific circumstances.
Every story that I heard, how they responded, it was just amazing, and it could have been that much worse if they hadn't got there when they did. But I'm just glad our community will do things like this. It's great.
This is one very special community.
I'm off duty and I'm here.
That says it all. Thank you. We have here Ellen Bongiorno, the driving force behind gathering us today and making this vigil possible. She's going to tell you she had a lot of help, but this woman is the GLBT cheerleader, spokesperson, the person that gets us all together as one and then helps us all together see we're one beyond our own community here in Port Townsend. So, Ellen, what are you feeling at this moment as this vigil gets ready to come together, all your hard work these past few days?
Well, thank you, Marcia. I really do have to acknowledge Jason Serenas and especially Julia Cochran, who made this amazingly beautiful sign with all the photos and stories of all the people who lost their lives in Orlando. They really helped a lot, and so thanks to them, too. I'm feeling really very emotional. I am very, very pleased that we have so many people who saw fit to come out here in the drizzle this evening to pay their respects to the people who lost their lives in Orlando. And I'm just hoping that in this country we figure out how to ban assault weapons, because this kind of thing is going to keep happening, especially with someone like Donald Trump inciting people to violence against the gentle people of this world. I'm very angry about that, but I'm trying to keep that. Anyway, it's beautiful. There are many, many people here. People have brought rainbow flags and candles and flowers, and there are pictures of the people who lost their lives, and folks are, well, it's just a lovely event, and I'm proud to have been able to help make this happen.
Can you just briefly talk about it? I understand that you really helped get this going.
I made that.
You made that sign. So
I made that sign. So
what does that sign say?
That sign says the names, the pictures, and a very short bio of each person who was killed, all 49, ages 18 to 49. There's about, I think there's at least six women. It might be four. There's only two that are pretty clearly most probably not Hispanic. Everybody else looks Hispanic. Their names do, or their stories. And I did something similar like this. On Martin Luther King Day, I did one of all the black people who had been killed in 2015, all the unarmed black people in the United States who had been killed in 2015 by the police. And that took me down for 3 or 4 days of being a blithering idiot. This did not, because these people had lives. Very different feeling.
That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Everyone, we are blessed by the presence of Tony Brown, Reverend Tony Brown from Trinity United Methodist Church, and he'd like to speak and say a few words to us tonight. Thanks, Tony.
I was at a vigil last night in Kitsap County, and what they did was they counted to 50. And as you know, 50 would include the killer. the nun who was there speaking, when she said, we're going to count to 50, people said, no, 49, 49. And she said, like it or not, we're called to love everybody, even the 50th, who is not only a victim of the world, but who also became one who victimized others. And so if we forget the enemy, we've lost ourselves. So we have to love everyone, and we're called to love everyone, no matter how ugly that is sometimes. And she said, damn it, I gotta love him too. So as you think about those who died, think about all of them who in some way are victims. Evil doesn't stay away from different nations or from different ethnicities or from different sexual orientations. The reality is that it lurks among all of us. And the only way we can overcome it is by remembering people like Gandhi and people like Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And for me, people like Jesus, who decided not to face evil with evil, but with sacrificial love. So if nothing else, I think that's what we're called to do during this time, is to embrace even the worst, the greatest enemies, with love, because without it, this world has no hope. So that's my message for you tonight. And as you think and as you remember those, and if you pray, pray for the victims, remember not only the ones who were innocent that night, but the one who inflicted the pain as well, because I believe that's what we're called to do. So thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Please, as clearly and loudly as you can. And we're going to read the entire name and their age, please.
Stanley Almodovar III, 23 years old. Amanda Albier, 25 years old. Oscar A. Arsenamontero, 26 years old. Rudolfo A. Ayaya, 33 years old. Antonio David Brown, 29 years old.
Daryl Roman Burt, Jr., 29 years old. Angel L. Caldelario Padro, 28 years old. Juan Chavez Martinez, 25 years old. Luis Daniel Conde, 39 years old. Corey James Connell, 21 years old.
Tevin Eugene Crosby, 25 years old. Dianca Deidre Drayton, 32 years old. Simon Adrian Carrillo Fernandez, 31 years old. Leroy Valentin Fernandez, 25 years old. Mercedes Marisol Flores, 26 years old.
Peter O. Gonzalez Cruz, 22 years old. Juan Ramon Guerrero, 22 years old. Paul Terrell Henry, 41 years old. Frank Hernandez, 27 years old. Miguel Angel Honorato, 30 years old.
Javier Jorge Reyes, 40 years old. Jason Benjamin Josephat, 19 years old. Eddie Jamoldroy Justice, 30 years old. Anthony Luis Lorian Odizla, 25 years old. Christopher Andrew Linerman, 32 years old.
Alejandro Barrios Martinez, 21 years old. Brenda Lee Marquez McCool, 49 years old. Gilberto Ramon Silva Menendez, 25 years old. Kimberly Morris, 37 years old. Akira Monet Murray, 18 years old.
Luis Omar Ocasio Capo, 20 years old. Geraldo A. Ortiz Jimenez, 25 years old. Eric Ivan Ortiz Rivera, 36 years old. Joel Rayon Panegua, 32 years old. Jean Carlos Mendez Perez, 35 years old.
Enrique L. Rios Jr., 25 years old. Jean C. Nives Rodriguez, 27 years old. Javier Emmanuel Serrano Rosado, 35 years old. Christopher Joseph Sanfeliz, 24 years old. Yilmeri Rodriguez Sullivan, 24 years old.
Edward Sotomayor Jr., 34 years old.
Shane Evan Tomlinson, 33 years old.
Martin Benitez Torres, 33 years old.
Jonathan Antonio Cume Vega, 24 years old. Juan Rivera Velasquez, 37 years old.
Luis Velma, 22 years old. Frankie Jimmy de Jesus Velasquez, 50 years old. Luis Daniel Wilson Leon, 37 years old. Gerald Arthur Wright, 31 years old.
I just want to say to all of us standing here, this is a time to remember those of us who are LGBTQ, that it's a time to stand out and proud, to parade who we are, to celebrate, and to let them know we will not be silenced, we will not be stopped, we will not go back into the closet. Together, we will love.
Everybody's presence here, we're preaching to the choir because you all know that we are one and you all have our back, and we thank you.
Two-thirds of the victims in the shooting were Latinos,
yeah,
or Latinas. And so I just want to say that in a time where we have somebody that is signaling out different groups that are supposed to be ostracized in the America that we no longer recognize, they won't win that way. We will stand united, whether it's the Muslim community, the Latin community, the gay community, the queer community, whatever it is, we won't be peeled apart. We will stand together. That's the only way that we are going to beat the kind of madness that we're hearing in today's world.
That's right. Yeah.
Right on. Yep.
It is time that all of us unite to stand up against any type of discrimination, not just the discrimination of gays and lesbians, not just the discrimination of Muslims, not just Latinos, but everybody. I don't think discrimination is right in any kind of context. And it's time to end that.
Remember the wounded people who have survived this terrible tragedy, the family members of those that are lost, but also the people that are living with the trauma of the survival of this terrible event. I think that I speak for many, and that this has fostered a real trigger for people who have experienced prejudice, hate crimes, victimization on any level. And in all of that, we are all affected. So please join me in holding close the survivors as well.
I am taking from this a very important lesson for myself, and that is to watch my words, my actions, every single day with every single person I encounter, and to just simply discipline myself away from the words that I've used in the past that can be just as hurtful as a bullet and certainly cause as much damage to a soul as a bullet.
My name is Amelia DeSouza, and I am an American veteran. I am disabled. I'm Hispanic, and I'm also Latino. I am brown, and I'm also Caucasian, and I'm also transgender. But again, most importantly, I'm an American human being. Human is the common thread that winds through all of us. We are at a crossroads. We can go down the same way, or we can go in the direction of value creation. America is the one country in the entire world where freedom is guaranteed, that diversity is celebrated, land of the free, home of the brave. We need to take a serious and hard and difficult look at what it means to be diverse, what it truly means to be human. We need to come to the table, however hard it is, and sit down and discuss hard issues. The hate and anger needs to stop here. We need to turn hate into love, anger into empathy, and poison into medicine. We cannot let these brave, beautiful, wonderful souls die in vain. We can never let all the souls in the past that have been massacred go unnoticed. We must remember them all as heroes. Let's bathe the entire universe with the brilliant light of love. Shine it in every corner and shadow. Darkness never seeks the light. Talk to our children, our neighbors and friends, and have that discussion that's hard. We will overcome darkness. My dream one day is that everywhere we go, we will feel safe and respected, and diversity is celebrated. Thank you.
Very violent country. The fellow that shot those people had a gun that was sold at profit. And the place where most guns come from on this planet is the United States. Overseas, 8,000 people died in Iraq and Afghanistan that were Americans or coalition. But at the same time, 1 million people were killed there. 8,000 died from our country, and yet 50,000 veterans committed suicide. Our country's sick. We've got to change course. We're on a death trip. Right across the bay is one of the world's largest weapons transfer depots. The violence is with our culture. I'm so sorry these people died. I wish they hadn't died. I wish a lot of things were different. But somehow we've got to find a path towards peace and away from violence. As a people, we've got to root it out of our hearts. We can't let these violent things run us down the course to go shooting more people. That's what happened in 9/11. The lights went out, we were told who to shoot, who to kill, and we've killed millions of people. And that 9/11 was a lie. That's not what happened. That was an act of state. I hate to tell you that. We have to change course. We've got to guard ourselves from being corralled into being full of violence towards Islamic people, towards black people, towards brown people, towards gay people. We've got to find a path towards transformational change.
To unify people is to sing together. I'd like to offer this song that Pat Humphreys wrote and many of us already know, but you can just jump right in. We're gonna keep on moving forward. Keep on moving forward. Keep on moving forward. Never turning back.
loving boldly. We're gonna keep on loving boldly. Keep on loving boldly. Keep on loving boldly. Never turning back. Never turning back. Work for change. We're gonna work for change together. Work for change together. Work for change together. Never turning back. Never turning back. We're gonna keep on moving forward. Keep on moving forward. Keep on moving forward, never turning back, never turning back.
I want to thank once again Steve Evans, my co-conspirator, collaborator, and dear person who stepped in to do this with me, and Larry Stein, our program director, who makes all programming possible. Thank you once again. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. Go gently. If you can't go gently, go as gently as you can.
And that was Marcia Perlstein, of course, and this is Steve Evans for KPTZ Community Radio News.